Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to PNC Park right now, our Pirates insider, 93.7 The Fan's Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, where he's writing a big-time story on Derek Shelton's introduction as Pirates manager. Still there, burning the midnight oil, hours after that press conference. Jason, give me something Derek Shelton said that made you say, boy, that's a great answer. And give me something that he said that made you say, maybe not so much.
I don't know if I have anything that fell into that second category, Andrew. And he said a lot of things that I thought were really good answers. I thought he conducted himself well. I thought he'll make a lot of fans in this town by being open and honest and preaching humility. I think that's something people are looking for, and that's not a necessary an indictment of Hurdle, but I think he just came across as genuine, as somebody who wants to connect with players that had clearly gotten away from the Pirates, and I liked a lot of the ways he did that. I wrote about them in my story, and they're not like profound quotes, but, you know, he's joking about putting on a jersey. He's joking about Chris Archer being a good hitter, saying, Ben's a lot smarter than me. Me and Rocco Baldelli in Tampa, we didn't do it, or in Minnesota, we didn't do anything. We didn't hit any home runs. Like, he's just got these little quippy things that, like, hey, man, it's baseball. It's a game. You can get up there and laugh and smile, and you don't have to, like, scream at the media and pound the table and act like we're stupid. Like, he came across as endearing. I thought that's what I took away from it, and I think his players will think that too.
Jason, one thing I thought was a pretty interesting statement from Shelton, and I don't know if his answer was bad, but it felt to me like he was a little caught off balance by the question, came from our own Craig Riley, who asked about the day-to-day input he would have in terms of hitting with this team, because obviously that's what the Twins were known for last year, hitting the ball over the fence. What did you make of his answer there?
What I made of it, and, you know, it was a good question by Craig, and Andrew and I were actually texting about this last night as well, but I mean, you know, Shelton was a hitting guy throughout his career, and what's he going to do? And that's what Craig asked him, like, are you going to be involved? Where I think the hesitation came from, though, is, you know, Shelton doesn't want to be perceived as meddling. He doesn't want to be looking over Rick Eckstein's shoulder. Those guys have worked together. I fully anticipate Rick Eckstein coming back, and I fully anticipate Rick Eckstein handling the lion's share of the hitting. I also think that's really smart by Shelton. I mean, he's a first-time manager. His attention should be consumed by plenty of things. And this was another line that, you know, he just kept throwing in there that was kind of funny. He said, I'm sure I'll have opinions, and maybe they'll be wrong, but, you know, he'll throw his opinion out on things, but I don't think he doesn't want to be overbearing. And he knows, even though he hasn't done this, that he's not going to be sitting there critiquing each individual guy's swing. It's going to be like, you know, Travis Williams looking at Ben Cherington. You're looking at more from 30,000 feet, Cherington at Shelton, and on down the line.
Jason Mackey, our Pirates insider, is our guest. Are we to take from some of the other front office leftovers, including their amateur scouting director is going to stick around, Jason. Are we to take from that the same man who was overseeing these Pirates drafts that we have absolutely killed them for and criticized their draft and development, are we to assume that that same person is going to continue to do the Pirates drafting?
I think for now you can. I mean, I can't imagine that Ben Cherington, with his history on the player development drafting side and all this stuff, and you bring in Steve Sanders, and, you know, are they going to be okay with mediocrity? I can't imagine they will. But I think there's only so much you can change right now. Somebody has to have some idea of kind of the backstory and the fabric of who's been selected, how they've been selected, how they've done things. Just, you know, my dad used to tell me nobody's completely useless. You can always serve as a bad example. And I'm not saying this is directly that. But, like, you need
Jason, I would argue that I am a Jason, I'd argue I'm a shiny example that your father at least omitted one person who is completely useless. So as soon as I heard you say that, I was like, au contraire, my friend. He didn't meet me.
My dad had a really deep voice. Go ahead.
So on this whole player development front, I'm glad Andrew asked that. The other thing that was mentioned in response to a question of that ilk, Jason, was I think Derek Shelton citing the idea that the major league, like the coaches on the major league team, you know, your bench coach, your instructor guys, people who might be a base coach and also have a specialty, it seemed that Derek Shelton felt that those are really important guys in the process. And quite honestly, I never really thought of it in those terms, like a, you know, an infield coach, somebody whose specialty is that. Is that something that you've gotten the sense is going to be really heavily prioritized by this regime?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, they're going to view that as important, and I think they're going to continue to view that as important. But, you know, are we looking at this and saying there's going to be, like, giant upheaval with those positions? No, I don't see that. Kamara Barti is somebody that springs to mind. You know, are you going to take issue with what he's done with guys in the outfield? He's been very good, you know, first base coach, but he adds more. You're always looking for guys like that, and you're always looking to, you know, find guys that give you a little bit of an edge. So I think they're going to prioritize that, but I don't know if I see that as being a whole lot different than what they used to do.
Jason Mackey with us, 93.7 The Fan, Pirates Insider. Jason, are they sending clues or signals on where they're leaning in terms of the 2020 season? Are they going to trade Marte? Are they going to tank the year? Are they going to take a step backwards to take two step forwards? What are you hearing on the Pirates' visions and plans for next year?
I've heard a lot of "we're not saying." I've heard a lot of "there's not anything that's been determined yet." I can say this, that Ben Cherington's going to look to get better players. You know, and I don't mean that like they're just going to trade them all. It's just you're looking to acquire talent. Starling Marte is at a point in his career where it makes sense, where you got to listen. You know, I equated it with somebody today to the Phil Kessel situation with the Penguins. And when do you deal an asset at its highest point? And right now I think Starling Marte could be coming off of that. So you're going to look at what's potential return. Is it good? Do I hold on to him? But I'm not sitting here thinking, and I haven't been hearing this, guys, like that they're going to completely strip it down and it's just going to be total rebuild mode. We're going to stink. We're going to admit that we're going to stink. I don't think you're going to see that. I think they do think there's enough talent to build around and still be reasonably competitive. It's just, I think a lot of the trade return, the Marte type deals, it's going to determine sort of how deep those cuts are.
Jason, Derek Shelton said that when it comes to the decisions actually on game day, the in-game decision-making process, those are his moves. Do you believe that that is a legitimate truth that's being told, or do you think, or do you get the sense that Ben Cherington's going to want to have maybe not more agency in terms of in-game decisions, obviously, but a heavy hand maybe in putting that game day lineup together?
Yeah, I mean, I think knowing what I've known about these guys and learning about them and talking to people that are close to them and all that stuff, I don't see either one as an authoritarian to where, you know, Ben Cherington's going to say, this is how you should play my team, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's not going to do that. And I don't see Shelton as being a guy that says the lineup card is mine and only mine and get the heck out of my office. Like, I think it's going to be a collaborative process. I think Cherington's going to have some input based on the team he assembles and how he thinks they should be deployed. And I think he needs to also, you know, there's a time to go away and respect Derek Shelton's space. And I think, you know, when Shelton made that comment about the decisions will be mine, I certainly didn't take that as him, like, laying down the law. I think it was more just, hey, I'm putting my you-know-what on the line. Like, somebody has to make the call, and the players are going to have input. Cherington's going to have input. You know, other coaches are going to have input. But ultimately, somebody has to make a decision that's best for the club. And I think that's what he was getting at there.
All right, Jason, we look forward to reading you in the Post-Gazette tomorrow, or maybe tonight, probably tonight. We'll see you.
Thanks, Jason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.